Brittany LaCroix, hello to you.
Hi, Jeff.
Welcome back.
Thanks. It's good to be back. I miss it here.
It is nice here, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, we like bringing good people in. And we've, as I mentioned, talked to you about a number of different things, but it's Yankton Area Arts Day today.
Yeah, we're here for Yankton Area Arts.
Are you on the board or how are you involved?
I am. I joined the board this June and it's great. I love it. I'm kind of regretting not doing it sooner, but happy to be on it now.
So do you have some artsy in you? Do you like to draw? Do you like to paint? What's your art side?
You know, I like to be artistic and creative. I wouldn't say that I'm going to have any of my paintings or drawings anytime soon on anything.
Your doodles?
No, definitely not. But I just think it's fun. And I'm a really big supporter of the arts. I think it's great to have in our community. So while I may not have the skills, I would love to just help support other artists in the community and around the community and just really celebrate the arts in general. And it's kind of more than just drawing, you know, it's more than art, like creative abilities. There's events, there's music, there's photography. There's so much that goes into what art actually is.
You know, what we do here at the radio station, I consider a lot of times to be art, trying to put things together, making a certain product. You know, yeah, art comes in a lot of different ways.
I agree. You're very artistic here.
I've seen your flair at things like the River City Rainbow Chase. And yeah, you do have a nice touch and a good eye. So I can see you being a good part for Yankton Area Arts. And how many people on the board?
You know, I don't know for sure. I would say we're probably about 10.
How often do you meet?
We meet once a month. And there are a couple spots open. So if anyone is interested in joining the board, just holler at Rose over at Yankton Area Arts and she can give you all of the information. But I think we still have about 2 spots open here in the next month or so.
All right. Before we get to the color run, how's the family? How are the kids?
They're so great. Yankton is a great community and there's always something to do. So we're busy almost every single night of the week.
But you're a busy, busy mom.
I am. And it's good. And school has started and we love the structure that school brings. My kids, maybe not so much, you know, homework at night and a little more of an earlier bedtime, but it's great. It really is great.
Some days you just get in bed and go, how did I do that? How did I pull that off? And I got to do it again in a few hours.
Yep.
Yeah.
You take the rest time when you can.
It's all worth it.
It is.
So a color run is coming up this weekend. Tell people what is different about a color run than just a regular 5K.
Yeah, so Color Run is a lot of fun, and it's colorful. So as you're running, there's little spots along the route.
Little stations,
and people are throwing powdered color at you. So you start off in white, and as you run through these stations, you're getting some color added to your shirt. So by the end, you start off white, right? Like your shirt is just a blank canvas. And by the end of it, you're all colorful in all sorts of colors. Typically, it gets on your skin and your shorts, and it's washable, so that's okay. But it's really fun. You start off as a blank canvas. You end as like your own little art masterpiece.
And so this is a fundraiser for Yankton Area Arts?
It is, yeah.
Very artsy.
It is.
It's combining arts and athletics in maybe the best way possible.
It's a lot of fun. You know, fun fact, we did something we did a color run in 2019 and it was so fun. Like the smiles, the giggles, the laugh, like just everything was amazing. And so I'm glad to be bringing it back. And it's just, it really truly is like the epitome of a fun run.
I would think it'd be fun to be one of the people throwing the colors too.
Yeah, that is. We always have to say not the face, right? We don't want anyone to inhale this powder, but they do a great job. But it is kind of fun. We have these little cups that you just kind of, you know, throw over at the runners and they're smiling, they're having fun, the throwers are having fun. It really is, I'm saying a fun run.
And maybe combine it with a little sweat could be just the perfect consistency.
There you go. You can walk it, you can run it. We have a kids loop. So,
and it's this Saturday?
This Saturday.
All right. Where? What's the route look like?
So we're at Riverside Park. The kids loop, you know that little loop within Riverside Park?
Right.
That's the kids loop. So very, very easy for little runners if you have someone who wants to kind of be in part of all of it but isn't quite ready for the 3 miles. So we have a kids loop and then we have the 5K, which goes in within Riverside Park and then goes over to the bridge. It's a down and back. So, a pretty easy route as far as looking at, you know, there's not any huge hills or anything like that. And we're just about at 3.14 miles.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a beautiful route too.
How do people get signed up for this?
Yeah, so you can go to yanktonareaarts.org. You can buy the tickets right there. Otherwise, you can just kind of go to our Facebook page, Yankton Area Arts on Facebook, and we have tons of posts that can guide you right to where you need to be.
The photo opportunities, especially at the end, could be priceless.
Oh gosh, you know, we have these little color packets. So everyone who registers gets a little mini color packet. And at the end, we have this vision of everyone's going to have their color packet. We'll open it for them. And at the very end, everyone's going to get together and we're going to go 1, 2, 3, and everyone's going to throw the color up. And it's just going to be like this big cloud of multiple colors, smiles, like it's going to be beautiful, I think. And so the opportunity for some really cool photos is absolutely there.
Anything else with the Yankton Area Arts that's coming up that you want to mention? I know you just had the big Mighty Mo photo exhibit. And of course, Riverboat Days was big for Yankton Area Arts. But what's on the horizon?
Yeah, I think right now we have like a little bit of a breather. It's a small breather because we have Color Run coming up. We're trying to put together a fashion show as another fundraiser, just another way to kind of explore some creativity within Yankton. We have some amazing boutiques here in town and a lot of creative minds that are floating around. And so we want to kind of capture in on that type of creativity. And then coming up in around the holidays, we have our big tour of homes, which is always just a great way to get in the holiday spirit. So kind of gearing up for some big things that are coming up this fall and this holiday season.
Thanks for the info and thanks for what you're doing for Yankton Area Arts. Hello to Rose and all of our friends over there. And anytime you need something, just ask.
Yeah, thanks for having us.